Why are my horses always throw water?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back!
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover Caulfield Cup Edition. We're very excited to be here. Firstly, Julian Vellante, how are you going?
Yeah, really excited. It's going to be an absolute belter.
SD, Simon Marshall, how are you feeling, mate?
Finally on the desk. It's taken us a long time, but we have B1, B2 and B3. Fantastic.
You've been working on that, haven't you?
It's really good. But in seriousness, Wally, what is going on with the hat?
I wear hats every week, boys. But
it's a new addition.
Well, I'm glad you actually asked, Julesy. Okay. And then, no. Seriously, we talk about the hats a bit off air, but the hat this week is very, very, it's very significant. Everyone knows the old adage, never forget where you came from, never forget where it started. Well, let me tell you this right now, John. I'm wearing a Detroit Tigers hat because this is where Justin Verlander started his career and had a huge amount of success. He's currently in the playoffs for the Houston Astros and getting it done. They're down 2-1 at the moment. He started them well.
He's not getting it done at all, is it?
It's okay. It might be different by the time this goes to air. He's doing his job. My point being, everyone wants to get off King's Wheel Dream. Young star, this, the mower, that, Julian, Lloyd's got his money. They're coming, they're jumping out of the trees to back everything else. We had the barrier draw. He's back into his rightful place as favourite. And I just want to say, do not get off Kingswood Dream. Get around him because he's going to win the Caulfield Cup. And I hope you boys are aboard.
What's the young man's name again you talk of?
Justin Verlander.
Oh, no, his brother Matt was a fantastic tennis player too. Wasn't he?
He's
an open champion.
We've got to get going here.
There you go, boys.
But come on.
At the end of the day, as I said, all jokes aside, I am heavily still on Kingswood Dream, and I just hope you boys are as well. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Well, I can see that you wanted to get it off your chest.
Have we got any wind?
We now move on with some actually important stuff.
Speaking of wind, have we got any wind this week at Caulfield, Julesy? What's happening at the track?
Yeah, let's get fair dinkum. Out 6 metres for Caulfield Cup Day. We obviously were in the true last week, or in the true for Blue Sapphire Day on Wednesday. Good four. There was supposed to be a fair bit of rain about, but I think the track got upgraded on Wednesday, Blue Sapphire Day, to good three. So they'll need some irrigation. Good four, out six. 30-kilometre westerly wind, SD, which means headwind in the straight, so across them in the chute. You might just want some cover, but it shouldn't have too much of an impact, especially on those circle races. I think we'll be OK. But hard, fast track at Caulfield, we probably want to default to on speed again.
Very good.
I've got to say that's our best opener ever, but just in saying that...
Oh. That's a stitch.
That's a Goxie stitch-up.
Yeah, that
Goxie
is...
Stitch-up.
I don't even see it. How did you get over there? So very light on your feet, Simon.
Very good.
May not be at riding weight, but still very light on your feet. All right,
come on,
gentlemen, we are going to get straight into the Caulfield Cup. All right, and there is no bears here, SD. This is the market as it currently stands.
Good race.
Kingswood Dream, our horse at $5, Young Star at $6, the Cliffs of Mower at $7, Homesman 11, Ace High 11 as well, and then Knights Watch and others 15 or more. Julesy, we'll start with you and we'll start with the map, I assume, where we always do.
Yeah, we do. Homesman on the quick backup will go forward. I think Jon Snow, Taj Mahal will definitely go forward for... Team Williams. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Japanese horse Chestnut Coat go forward. They like going forward, so maybe even Soul Impact will go forward as well. Kingswood Dream should absolutely get in a lovely position from that gate six. I expect it to be ridden forward. Could be in the 1-1 just behind the leader. Shouldn't be a huge amount of speed. I think it'll be genuine enough, but I don't think it's going to be breakneck, so we're not going to be breaking any track records, so I think it'll just be moderate. Where did I land? It's an absolute belter of a race.
Yep.
It is a belter of a race, so it should be. It's a $5 million handicap. They've come from everywhere to run in it, and I've settled on our boy KWD. I think the map is just so important. Gate six. He's just been building. He didn't need to win any runs this prep. This was the main goal. This was the grand final. He gets every condition that he wants in his favour. I reckon in that Turnbull race behind Winks, I reckon he was in inferior ground on the inside, and I reckon that flattered Young Star. And that's why I'm pretty happy to take her on. I think Kingswood Dream is the one for me. I think he can win the race. Outside of that, I reckon Best Solution is the best double-figure horse. But for those people that believe in things that might not be going your way. You might be struggling on the punt. You might be struggling in love. I think it's really important to fight for the fairy tale because they exist, and they exist in the form of Kingsville Dream this week.
Now, Julesy, some might think that the BS level could stay at danger there, but I'll tell you right now, see, I love hearing that. And Simon Marshall down the end has gone very quiet. And I reckon I reckon there was three of us on this bus all year, and we had our seats, and I reckon one might have just pulled the emergency exit here. Simon, are we still on Kingsville Dream?
I never solemnly declared my allegiance to Kingsville Dream because I know there was a long path. His weight for age races have been terrific. His 56 and a half gallop behind Winx was outstanding. By the way, I love the way you peeled that race back at a Caulfield Cup. But you did mention the best horse in double figures is the best stayer in the race, and that is the toppy, and that's Best Solution. Kingsville Dream's got to give him just 4.5 kilos. I can't believe this. Now, he's a horse that's won in July, in August and September overseas and trained by the mighty team at Godolphin. Ben Sarura trains this horse. Pat Cosgrave has had a win last start on Ben Bartle. He rode him an absolute treat at Caulfield. He's going to get him around there. But the fact that he's won right-handed, left-handed, and I watched his replays, tactically he can sit forward, he can sit back. I don't mind him drawn out in 17. Yucatan, who we saw win the Herbert Power last week, was able to sit out, roll. Now, when it gets technical around Caulfield, I love the ride of Yucatan and James McDonald. He just let him bowl and let him stay in his rhythm. Drawn out there, Best Solution can stay there, the five-year-old stallion. He's hard fit and he comes in here in great fettle, and he's got that Ben Bartle form there too. 5.5 lengths off him in the Shima Classic, one of the world's best races over the 2400-metre gallops. I'm with him. I'm the toppy. The five-year-old stallion, Best Solution. Cliffs of Mohair's form matches up with all of them, with the Johannes Vermeer, if you want to look deeper into his form, with Success Day's form in Europe. And Kingsville Dream will run well. But Red Verdon, I love Ed Dunlop. He knows how to travel a horse. Mm. And if you're looking for multiples, this horse ran over 3,319 metres last start, but he has 2,400-metre form. And he beat Cliffs of Mohair back when you go and have a look at him. And I think he meets him better at the weights here, Cliffs of Mohair too. Having that 3,300-metre gallop, boys, he doesn't have to work him. He just has to freshen the horse up. He's hard fit, comes here with some good stats. Zach Purton, 54 kilos, jumps on board. Julesy, you touched on it. It's one of the best Caulfield Cups I've seen ever.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I just want to mention a couple other horses that I didn't mention, and SD mentioned Best Solution. Time form 125, which is through the roof, and with only 57.5, only giving 4.5 to horses like Kingsville Dream, two-time Group 1 winner. He's very well in. The Cliffs of Mohair, very similar prep, or exactly the same prep as Johannes Vermeer last year, which was probably a tragedy beaten. He comes with a really high time form of 120. Gate 2 is really tricky for this horse, or Gate 3. He's just in the last two or three starts over in the UK and here. He's just missing the start a little bit. He can't afford to do that because if he does, he's 6-7 back the rails. It's going to be really hard for Huey Bowman to get out and win, but it's a ripping race.
All right, fantastic. So Kingsville Dream, Best Solution. Both like both, so they're for your multiples, for your exotics. Include Cliffs of Mara as well. Good luck, gentlemen. Hopefully it is Kingsville Dream. Dare to dream, SD, as they say.
No doubt about him. He's the best local for sure, but, those international horses, we've seen it already this spring. Be careful.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that Julesy's hung on there because you guys can separate emotion from punting. I can't. So I'm on Kingsville Dream. There's nothing I can do about it. All right, we're going to take a break now, and when we get back, we're going to cover plenty of other good racing at Caulfield, and then we're going to go around the country and find you some winners. Hello and welcome back to Three Wide and No Cover. Three big races now to deal with at Caulfield after we've looked at the Cup. We'll start with the Caulfield Sprint. And looking at the market here, Eduardo, $3.30 favourite, spending to win at $5.50, joined by Bonds Away there. Qualistra at $7.50 and $9 for Miss Leonidas double figures the rest. Julesy, kick us off.
Yeah, Map Super 2, I think, will go forward. Extremely fast horse, so I expect it to go forward. The Spanish King Eduardo probably sits outside, then Miss Leonidas, Qualistra. Look, this is a really, really tricky race. I couldn't get too enthused about it. I'm not going to lie to you, punters. I've got Eduardo favourite, and I've tipped it on top. Look, it probably wasn't suited up the straight. It now gets to a handicap, gets to 53 kilos. Look, I probably won't be having anything on it, to be honest. But he can win, Eduardo. He's definitely a horse with great progression. It's just a really tricky race, to be honest. I can't even fake it.
Way to get it. We've just gone from the Caulfield Cup to that. Can you get the punters excited about this race? Because Julesy couldn't.
He can't.
Happy to take the baton off you there, Julesy. Look, I thought there was nothing wrong with spending to wins win at this track. And what I do like is Eduardo's had a run in between at Flemington, so he's had to go to the well again. There wasn't much between these two when spending to win beat him. And now that he's had a month in between and he's nice and fresh, spending to win for me, back the extra 100 metres with the 54.5 kilos. Regan Bayliss has got his eye in and so has Team Snowden, so I'm happy to play him.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, should we have a look at the classic? Julesy, hopefully a little bit more enthused about this one. Extra Brute, $3.20. Thinking Big, $4.20. Sikorsky at $6. Dealmaker at $8. It's double figures the rest from there. Julesy, Extra Brute?
Yeah, he's the deserved favourite, and this is a race I'm a lot more bullish about. It's a race we can definitely bet into. Thinking Big, go forward. I think Tavi Run, Muscle Brook will go forward. I think it'll be genuine speed, especially with Gaze Thinking Big. It'll definitely go forward and send a genuine tempo from gate 11, but can get across. Don't be too concerned about gate 11 with it. It'll be able to find the lead, no dramas. I'm trusting that form that Extra Brute did at Flemington. That race went really quick, 1.5 second inside standard time for that class, that track. That's the form you need to be following here, I think, punters, and I'm pretty keen on Extra Brute. I think he'll come on from that race. I think he can win again. I'm really keen to have a bet on Extra Brute. Sikorsky coming out of the race as well, did it tough, was on speed, but I can't get him much shorter than... I've got him around $8, whereas I've got Extra Brute, you know, around 2-1. I think he's a really cracking bet. I think he'll win again.
All right, there you go. SD, do you agree?
He picks himself, Wally, because you're hoping that Thinking Big and the likes of Sydney will come down and fire up and get back to some of their better form. But him you can trust. He's shooting for four in a row. He has a beautiful race pattern where he gets cover and hunts. And his gallop out after the 1,800-metre win at Flemington suggested that, please give me 2,000 metres. He gets that here and he sits off that speed rolling from the mile and a quarter. I'll tell you a horse that can take a sit, and he did when he won his maiden, and that was Chapada from the Mike Maroney stable, Paddy Maloney. He's drawn a good gate, I know. He only just won a maiden, but he didn't get out behind Savoir at Geelong prior to that. He's a horse on the way up and he will take some catching if he gets a soft sit on a good speed early. I think that Extra Brute will have to peel off him, and it wouldn't surprise me if Chapada run well, but Extra Brute on top.
There you go. I like when you boys agree on the same horse. Very, very good. The Tristark Stakes, gentlemen. Shall we have a look? This is in the Get Out, I believe, too, Jules. He race. This will be the end of the day. No, it's not quite race 9. We're going for 10. Race we've got. Apologies there. All right. Invincible at $3.50. Savatiano at $5. Alakazoom at $7. Prompt Response 9 with Shamook also at 9. Big question here. Invincible too good last start. Savatiano given absolutely no favours in the run or by anybody in the run. You would think that hopefully we'll have a fair crack at them this time. Is it enough or is Invincible a better way to hear Julesy talk to us? I mean, there must be so many people just waiting for Savatiano to go around.
Yeah, they will. And for that reason, she might be overbet because of that. We always, the video watchers out there go, geez, she was unlucky. But you've still got to put up the figures and you've still got to be able to run fast when you do get out. Look, she looked extremely unlucky to the eye last start, Savatiano. I was on her. It was a disappointing result. You don't always get them. This is a new race, and it's a different race, and I think it's going to be a different setup. I think Shamook will go forward. Savatiano, Karen McAvoy's got a decision here because she's gate 14, and people can go gate 14, oh, she's got none. This is a horse that can go on speed, and I wouldn't be surprised if they sat outside Shamook. That gives it its best chance to win the race if they roll forward. I think if they go back, you're in the lap of the gods a little bit. You need genuine speed and you need to be able to get over the top of them. So I wouldn't be surprised if Karen McAvoy goes forward. I think they can sit outside Shamook, no worries. I don't think there's a lot of other speed that will really worry that horse if they want to. Where did I land? Yeah, I was in Savatiano's corner last start. But it's a different race for me. And, geez, gate 6 makes it extremely well-placed for Invincibella. It was really well-backed late, especially on the exchange in that race with Savatiano. They cleared out from the rest and they ran the Quinella. Interesting to note, Invincibella meets Savatiano half a kilo better for beating her. Look, yep. Weights aren't everything, we know that. But gate six is really important for this horse. It'll be able to get into the trucking line. It'll be able to have enough speed. I'm going to go Invincibella.
Well, very good. SD?
You'd nearly go bananas if your dad didn't back Invincibella again after a win at Flemington. She just powered through the line. And, folks, she draws gate six and she meets these better at weights. I mean, Invincibella seems to pick herself. But the one I wanted to ride in this was Shamook. And the reason being is because I like to gallop at the end of 1,600 metres on a soft track. Remember, she beat Champagne Cuddles over this distance. She's hard fit. She comes back to the seven furlongs. I like her drawn out because she can gallop with Bella Martini working up that hill for the first time. And if she gets into a nice rhythm down the side being one of our gay waterhouses, I would get the 1,000, the 800 and the 600 soft and I would let rip and open them up and they'd have to come and catch me. Shamook, they'll have to run down at $9.
There you go. So it picks itself, but SD doesn't pick it. There you go. I'm glad we got that BS meter in here today, SD. Because although what you said there on Shamook was very, SD, it was very, very true. The BS in the preamble to that was up there. Gentlemen, three big races. Obviously, the Caulfield Cup being the jewel in the crown and the fourth that we've looked at. Why don't we take a break? When we get back, we're going to go around the country. I know that the great thing here and the exciting thing is you've matched up in Queensland, which we'll get to, and there's plenty of others to come. So none of these are featured yet. So it's, stay tuned. After the break on Free Wide No Cover, we're going to go around the country. Of course, we've got panel beaters and we've got the Free Wide No Cover multi. Hello and welcome back to Free Wide No Cover. It's time to go around the country and find you some winners. That honking noise new, Julesy?
Yep, it's been new for 6 weeks, mate, so that's really
go.
Good.
All right, well, we'll get stuck in. Yep. Perth, who you on here, Jules?
Race 2, number 3, Blackwood River. It's found a very moderate maiden. It's been knocking on the door. 1,500 metres suits. I think you can win.
There you go. Well, we've got you. Adelaide, you're in race 8.
Yeah, race 8, number 1, big effort. 5 wins from 11. First up goes really well. Been running really good time. Second in a recent trial. I think you can win.
SD, you got one in SA for us too?
Yeah, 2-3, horse called Euroglider. Was pretty good first up, just over race there and got left a little bit flat-footed, had a good spell, trialled nice. Blinkers first time, tongue tie on is the key and has the Enbahar and also Sunlight form coming out of that third, so that race. So
beautiful.
Yeah, I like it, 2-3.
I like it then too, SD. Julesy, you're in race 7?
At Brisbane, yes, we go up to Bris Vegas. Race 7, number 10, I've got a Nal. Consistent horse, think it can get the chockies for us.
SD, you're on the same horse.
Yeah, 2-2, second up this horse and loves a sting out of the track. Going to get that at Doomben.
There you go, I'm on that too. If they're both on it, they usually go well. Sydney, Julesy, you've got 2 for us, is that right? You're starting in race 3.
Yeah, these two horses are absolutely obliterating the clock up there. So they're two horses you can definitely follow. They are just absolutely smashing standard times in the races they are. They're race 3, number 7, Burning Crown, and in race 6, number 9, Diplomatico, which went so, so fast that it could win on Saturday and be a live chance in the Coolmore.
Is it? It's by Schnitzel, but it hasn't hit a heavy track yet. We're going to get a heavy track there on the
weekend. There is reports that it's probably going to make...
They generally handle it, okay. Schnitzers. So
okay, there you
good.
Go.
I'll be confident
good to know.
There, Julesy.
SD, you're playing in race 7.
Yeah, I got Resin here. It was terrific first up, third to Soothing and Maximus. Frank, that form came out on a heavy track, 3 lengths and just smacked them. Back to girls, should win again, Resin.
There you go. Now, Julesy, we go to Melbourne and you're in race 5 here and how are you going to pronounce this?
Well, I'm going to pronounce it nothing like how it's spelt. It's very elegant.
Oh, come on,
not much luck behind the 1,000 Guineas winner in the Edward Manifold, Amphitrite. No luck at all. Probably got out at the 200 and then accelerated through the line. We know this horse has been bought from New Zealand, I think, with the Oaks in mind. 2,000 metres is great. If you watch the video of 100 metres past the post, this horse, dead set, is 5 lengths in front in Footscray at Frank Cozzo's joint buying a sofa. It is looking for the ground.
Frank Cozzo, was it? He's got a brother called Gozzo, has he? Oh, Cozzy brother.
How's Cozzo? Cozzy first brother. You won't say very elegant.
Not the Melbourne.
And then you call him Cozzo. Sorry, yeah, Frank, if you're watching, he is a friend of the show. SD, you're in race 7.
Cozzy Ken. Best of days for me. He's a good horse, this horse. He just missed this track behind Fury and remember the 1,700-metre gallop. Well, he's hard fit now and the 2,000 metres right up his alley because I went through his form and had a look at it. Frontiersman ran third to Defour and this horse ran second to Best Solution, who's the toppy in the Caulfield Cup. He's finally getting to a trip 2,000. His pet distance is 2,400, but they've kept his legs fresh and some speed in his legs. I think he'll be winning race 7, number 7. That is Best of Days. 54.5 kilos, J-Mac. Thank you.
All right, there you go. I'll tell you what, there's plenty of winners there, boys. Well, hopefully there are anyway. OK, let's have a look at panel beaters. There you go. Now, I wasn't quite sure which way we were going to go, but then I found out that our punter, Simo, I believe his name is, our punter, Dave Simmons, he's gone Young Star. So I've made the executive decision that we're going King's Will Dream.
Okay.
You all right with that, SD?
Jack Willander has stepped in, has he?
Yeah. Jack, it's all over the place. Julesy, I know you'll be happy. We're going KWD.
Sounds good.
All right, the three wide, no cover multi, Julesy?
Yes. Very elegant, the place, into extra brute, the place. So we're going with the three-year-olds with DK Weir. We stick to the strength and we're going to give $2.50 for the punters out there.
Very
Let's
good.
Get
how
this do, back on
how
board.
Do you get the licence just to give money away?
I actually don't, and we just need to just keep it a bit quiet. But anyway, get involved, punters.
There you go. All right, gentlemen. Now, obviously, it's a big week. It's been a great show. Love being joined by you gentlemen before the big race days and the Caulfield Cup. Doesn't get much bigger in the suburbs of Melbourne. It should be a cracker. Hopefully for us, Julesy, King's Will Dream gets it. SD, hopefully yours plays a part in the exotics. Have a great weekend. If you are having a punt there, please do it responsibly. And we'll be back next week with all of the previewing for Winx going for four straight Cox Plays.